Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 4, 12 to 17. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 4, the verses 12 to 17. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." My theme for reflection is lessons from Jesus' early steps. Lessons from Jesus' early steps. Exploring the beginnings of Jesus' ministry in Matthew 4, 12 to 17 offers us valuable lessons in spiritual leadership and responding to life's challenges. When Jesus moved to Capernaum after John the Baptist was jailed, it was not just an escape. It was a thoughtful move, lining up with old prophecies and showing us how crucial it is to listen to God's guidance even when times are tough. When Jesus chose Capernaum, it was more than just switching locations. It was about fulfilling a prophecy from Isaiah, teaching us that our choices in life and ministry should be about more than just our immediate surroundings. They are part of a bigger, God-led plan. Jesus' way of handling John's difficult situation gives us a blueprint for dealing with similar troubles in our own lives. It is not just about finding a safe place, but about finding purposeful ways to make a difference. My dear friends, when Jesus began preaching in Galilee, telling people to repent for the kingdom of heaven has come near, he was not just asking for change. He was addressing the spiritual needs of the people at that time. And this prompts us to think about how we can make our own actions and messages relevant and helpful to the people we serve today. And as Jesus brought light to the dark regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, he sets an example for us. Wherever there is despair or confusion, we are called to bring hope and understanding, helping guide those who are lost towards a brighter and a clearer path. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can we, following Jesus' example, make choices in our ministries that align with God's bigger plan, especially when facing tough times? Number two, what can we do to make sure our actions and words in our ministries really help and relate to the people and the times we live in? Dear Lord, as we walk the path of our own ministries, let us be inspired by the early steps of Jesus. Give us the wisdom to see where you are leading us, the bravery to face difficulties, and the ability to understand and address the needs of our time. Let us be a source of hope and clarity in dark or confusing times, following your plans with our every word and action. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.